Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, good morning. My name is Audrey.
Good morning.
My name is Audrey D'Souza. I come from Mombasa. I work as well in Mombasa. I'm an entrepreneur and a consultant. We deal with lots of sustainability and project development, especially for our community, not just within, but when I say community, I mean the whole of Kenya and East Africa. So we have different projects we're involved with more of a humanitarian side. So it's all about the people and for the people.
I see. Yeah. We are here at the second day of the first World Conference on Blue Economy. How do you see it as someone from Mombasa? And it is in Nairobi, actually.
Yeah. Well, I understand why it's in Nairobi, because this is the hub and KICC is where it's all happening. They did have a few events in Mombasa. Unfortunately, we were traveling. But I feel honored that we can actually host it as Kenyans. And what's more important, coming from Mombasa, we have the most beautiful coastline, which we need to develop. And it is being developed. We have, I think in Kenya, we have the best of both worlds, and starting with the blue economy, especially when it comes to our ports, shipping, water sustainability for the people, it's something extremely, extremely important, because at the end of the day, water is life. Our bodies are made of water, so it's inevitable. Really, it's what you want to do to continue and basically to continue and to grow and develop the natural resources, but not deplete it.
I see. When you see a blue economy in terms of water, how do you see yourself as a young woman, entrepreneurs, how do you see yourself in this opportunity on blue jobs, on water, on fisheries? How do you see it? How can you define a job for the youth as you are?
Well, having a logistics background, I'll tell you, there are so many doors open right now. It's so evolving so fast. And I would encourage any woman today, whether it's a child or the youth in general, because it is like coming from Mombasa, living in a port, we have less jobs there. I mean, like right now, currently, within the job forum, you could say, there are very few women, and women are our backbone. Women are the people who nurture children. So if you have a woman, when you empower a woman, you empower a nation. You really do. And I think it's so positive to have women developing these areas, because not only will a woman look at what's happening today, she'll look at it for the future and what she can give her children, her grandchildren. Even if she doesn't have, even if she's not a mother yet, she foresees it for everyone.
You take
else.
Your example. Exactly. Take your example first. Please give me some details about you. How do you see yourself in these blue economy opportunities? How do you see yourself as an entrepreneur? How do you see yourself among the youth?
Okay, so for myself, what I'm currently doing and what I'm trying to do is ensure that, number one, because we have a problem with water, right? Not just, not just for drinking. Basically, sanitation, water, reusable water. These are things that we're trying to instill. So I'd like to not just put it as an education forum, and bring it up and educate children on how to clean water, how to use it, how to reuse it, how to sustain it, how to collect rainwater, and all the other aspects on it. This is just, it's not just a project to basically just say it's one thing only and that's it. But it's also, there's also a financial aspect to it, which now will come into it and make sure that the community and itself can sustain itself through these things.